When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Can you fall back asleep if you wake up in the middle of the night?
Very easily.
Totally.
Really?
100%.
So you wake up and then, like, what happens? Like, you just kind of, like, what do? Look at your phone?
Yeah, I run to the bathroom and then come back and I'm asleep.
And you can fall back asleep.
I'm asleep.
What do you do?
I'll wake up, I'll look up, and then I'll flip to the other side.
It was a side issue.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, well, cashed. This side's done.
Yep, exactly. Cashed.
The older I get, I wake up. This happened last night. Wake up, look at the phone. There's a couple alerts there, news, you know, texts. What is that, a wolf? What am I hearing there? Mice? An ambulance? What's going on? Start hearing stuff. Start thinking. Look at Julia. Wow. Beautiful. It is hard to fall back asleep as an old man. When I was your age, you young whippersnappers, roll over. Done.
Yep.
Go to the bathroom. Come back. Done. Now it's like, I woke up this morning at like 4 something, and I was like, maybe I just get up. That was a real thought.
Yeah, right.
When you're young, you're like, I got so much more time.
Yeah.
This, but by the way, I'm falling asleep very early because I am old. So I was like, maybe my body and brain's like, hey, that was enough.
Yeah.
That was good. Let's get up. And I'm like, but it just feels like so aggressive. Because you know how it's like dark out in the morning now.
Yeah, it feels weird to get up in so pitch weird. Black.
Well, and I did, you know, I slept in for a little bit longer, but I got up and it was, dark 30 for a long time. What's so funny is now I open up my blind, I make my coffee, open my blinds, I have my spot that I sit and I look out the window and it's just dark. Mm. And I'm like, wow, I do miss, I love in the summer, man. The summer is the best.
Yeah.
When are we done with daylight savings?
No, I was going to say that because I thought they were supposed to do it this year.
That's what I
think
thought.
It's this upcoming year, but then I thought they retook a vote on it. I don't really know.
I see it on the calendar. They're telling me on the calendar changes are coming.
Next week.
I don't like it. I want it to be sunny every morning all year long. And I want to be able to fall back asleep like I used to when I was your age. How old are you?
24.
25.
My God.
I forgot you're just a year older than me.
I am.
My God. You guys are so smart. When I was your age, I was a loser.
I mean, the other day after a meeting, you said, we all got places to go, things to see. April, where are you going? Home to your cats. So, you know.
And she's like, I can't have cats.
Because everyone in my life's allergic, but I would.
That is so funny. Because, you know, you have smelly cat vibes.
This is great.
No, I know what you mean. Phoebe Buffay.
Phoebe, yes.
I own that.
You have that smelly cat personality.
Yeah.
Smelly cat.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's talk about leadership. This is derailing fast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Leadership Lean In. We want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Overflow. Head over to overflow.co. Check it out. It makes it super easy for people to give to your organization, not just through cash or check, but also through crypto, through stock, or even through your will. So head on over. You can book a demo today at overflow.co. I'm going to repeat it again, overflow.co. We'll see you there. Let's jump in to this episode of Leadership Lean In.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode 100 and blah, blah, blah of Leadership Lean In. What do you think this is, 40?
33.
Oh, 33. Whoops. Got a lot more work to do, man. Get back in the stew. We got a lot more work to do. You know what I want to do soon? Have you seen all these podcasts where all they do is just comment on pop culture?
Yeah.
Mm. These guys are cheating.
Yeah.
Truly.
All you do is comment on stuff.
I mean, we could just talk about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I see
today.
All these comedians that just get to comment. I'm like, that's pretty fun. You just comment on stuff? Oh my gosh. So you don't, this is fascinating. You don't create content. Mm. You just shame content.
Wow.
Don't get me started. I'm a preacher. Hey, welcome everybody to another episode, though. We are excited. Thank you to every person out there. All these leaders, all these leaners. New merch coming soon. New merch coming soon. We got to make new merch.
Yep.
For the holidays, we're making new merch.
I like it.
I'm a leaner.
Mm-hmm. We talked about doing a Tumblr, didn't we?
We got to have a Tumblr. We got to have, I wore my Leadership Leaner hat to the gym this morning.
Great.
Orange Theory Fitness, sweating my face off.
Let's go.
It is officially Hell Week.
Yeah. Mm.
And I went yesterday and today, and it has been absolute living hell.
Mm.
Oh, man, that was a tough one this morning. Anyways, we are excited about everybody that likes, subscribes, comments. By the way, we have a YouTube channel.
We do indeed.
It's out there. I don't know if you stream the pod on the YouTube, the YT, but it's there. Most people audio. I'm an audio YouTuber.
Yeah. Same.
And so I get it. But we make it available for all the, you know, some people, they watch it with their class or with their youth team or.
I know. It's so cool.
Thank you for tagging us in those. Those are really cool. I got a couple tags from people watching the Leadership Leaner. So you guys are the best. I love our nation.
The Leaner Nation.
Hi.
The tribe.
Some have beehives. Some have.
Mm-hmm.
What's Selena? Selena?
I don't know how to say it.
Your wife works for the lady. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
Lindsay would be very disappointed right now. Selenators.
Yeah.
Selenators. Selenators? That sounds like a weird way to say it.
By the way, Selena, we love you. Who else has.
I'm a blank.
Oh, Swifties.
Yeah, Swifties.
One of my boys the other day, he goes, Dad. Dad. You know, Coach is a Swiftie. their PE teacher, they call him Coach.
That's crazy.
I was like, dude, that's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Also, son, you're five. I am failing.
Wait, this is Clive.
That's Clivey.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy. Anyways, we love you. All right, let's jump in. I love it when a leader ...
Ooh.
Mm.
I just, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, like leaders, you see them do something, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Man, is that good. They do something, you're just like, wow.
Mm.
That's wow. Who was that smart? Wow, was that good. I think, by the way, being a leader is living an inspirational life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, you inspire me. The way that you lead, the way that you talk, the way that you address conflict, the way that you forgive. God.
Yeah.
So good.
I love it. When a leader, just give you a few. I love it when a leader cares about the details.
Amen.
I heard this when I was in Missouri last weekend. Love is in the details.
Mm.
That's really
and
good.
I go, you know what's so funny? Forever I've heard the devil is in the details. Mm. But I love that to reframe it. Love is in the If you love someone, think about when you love somebody, how detailed their birthday, the anniversary, the Christmas, it's detailed. Why? Because you're expressing love. I love That's it right. when a leader is in the details. I do not appreciate leadership that abdicates, just ignores, just goes like, oh yeah, you guys lead. And then someone's like, well, I didn't know about that.
Right.
No. You're a leader. Which means you're required to be in the details. And I think that, you know, I'm a Bill Belichick fan. I'm a Nick Saban fan because I'm a fan of anybody that wins.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, can't really say that about Mike McCartney over here, Cowboy fan. Like, but let's get that guy in the details, Rob.
Yeah, okay. Rob. I know all about that.
It's a deck. It's a deck problem.
No, stop.
leaners.
I refuse that. For Dak Prescott, I'm a Dak Prescott fan, and Coach McCartney, right?
McCarthy.
Yeah, McCarthy. Yeah. He is a great coach. Stop. I'm being facetious, but I'm just saying, like, the way that I get inspired by certain leaders is like, you are so detailed with gift,
mm-hmm.
you are so detailed with itinerary, you are so detailed with just thoughtfulness. I think a thoughtful leader, which. Let's be honest. You can't be a great leader without being a great thinker.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You're a thinker before you're a talker. you're a thinker before you can execute any vision. It requires, I read a book years ago by John Maxwell.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That everything rises and falls on leadership.
If that's not a leader's voice. I don't
know
what
amazing.
It is.
He's leading.
He wrote a book years ago. Think about this title. Thinking for a Change. This book I thought was so good. He talked about the power of having a thought life. Thinking well. Set aside thinking time. You need to carve out more focused thinking time. And what that allows you to do is to be thoughtful.
Yeah.
And I love it when I can tell a leader is in the details, because love, if you love what you lead and you love your organization, and you love your team and you love your city and you love what you're building, get in the details.
Right.
If you despise what you're about, never look at the details.
Yeah. Because it doesn't mean that you don't delegate. It doesn't mean you have to micromanage. It doesn't mean you have to have your hands on everything. But you're making sure it's your priority that every base is covered.
That's right.
And there's truly nothing better than a leader that would look at you and say something. Hey, can we fix this or can we do this? And yeah. You're like, how did you even think of that? And yeah. It's because, oh, they're in the details. They care about that cable being taped. Yes. The right way, not this way, but this way.
Bro, I'm telling you, I love it when I see somebody do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you're paying attention to the details.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know why I'm so uninspired by people that are above details.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see greatness float on a cloud of success. No, I'm inspired by detail-oriented leaders. Number two, I love it when a leader carries fresh vision.
Mm.
You got to carry a fresh idea in your pocket. You got to carry a fresh thought. You got to care. But the thing that is always required of you is fresh vision.
Yeah.
Not different vision. You like, in other words, what I'm not saying is you're bipolar, schizophrenic. The vision changes. We were this flavor, now we're this flavor. We're this mission, now we're this mission. I'm talking about just a fresh commitment to vision, doubling down on how it has language and how it has legs and how it's played out and how it's absorbed. And by the way, if you don't got vision, neither does your team.
Mm.
Yeah.
Vision leaks. It's like your toothpaste. You know how, when you first open that thing, it's jam-packed. It's got all that toothpaste in there. You're like, yeah. And then you get down to the end of it, and you're like, where did it all go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where in the world? Vision leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, wait a second, but I painted vision 6 months ago. You think that the vision you put in your team 6 months ago is there today? Homie, who are you kidding? Vision, the only thing's true about it. The only thing that I know to be true about it is that it leaks.
Yeah, that's good.
And so what do you have to always do with the toothpaste? You can't fill up toothpaste. But with people, you got to fill it back up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I love it when I can get around somebody that's got fresh vision for what they're a part of, what they're doing. And I think this is the hack of all hacks. This is the trick of all tricks. This is the key of all keys, is keeping fresh vision.
Mm-hmm.
Because you watch what happens to a visionless leader. They don't have vision for their personal life. They don't have vision for their personal finances, vision for their home, vision for their marriage, vision for, like, I just think the thing that lulls people to sleep is they stop dreaming.
Yeah.
You don't have dreams. You don't have vision. How can you be followable?
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, someone for me, like Chris Hodges is just to me, like, he's just, what are we even talking about? What do we, something about the water in Alabama. You got Saban and Hodges. Just insane, right? SEC nation. But, they're not afraid of painting like $60 million worth of vision. Mm. They don't have it.
Right.
But they're not afraid of giving, right. Rolling out. This is $60 million worth of vision. Most people are thinking so small because they're looking at their resources.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I love something that we do here at Zoe. We put on a lot of events, and the event, a lot of times the purpose is to keep the vision going. And I believe in that so much. And I think the fact that we bake it into our culture, we bake it into our schedule, makes the hugest difference in our team, in our volunteers, in everyone who's part of the community, because everyone knows what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it. And
that's right.
Even the staff, like every week we have staff devotions. We touch on the vision. We remember why we're here, what we're working for. And it's baked in. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about how am I going to remind the team this month or this week or this year what our vision is it's on the schedule.
Right.
We're talking about vision.
You got to always keep it in front of you, keep it in front of the people. And I think that that you know, passion, that excitement, that, man, is it contagious. Again, being an inspirational leader, being a contagious leader. People want to be around someone that knows where they're going, mm-hmm. knows what they're about, knows what they're committed to. It feels like there's a freshness to it. Anytime you get around somebody that's stale and tired and old and decrepit and just non-committal, it's like, you want to know what a great leader is? A great leader brings great clarity. Mm. And you got to clarify the vision constantly. Here's the next one. Is I love it when a leader works harder than what is expected of them.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I call this going the extra mile, going that second mile. These are required. This is my expectation, but I go over and above. And I think when you've got this as a commitment at your core, my goodness, all of a sudden it's like, wait, hold on. This was not asked of you, required of you, or expected of you, and you did what? Mm. Mm-hmm. That's leadership.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm inspired by leaders that don't ever get boxed into what they should be. They blow the lid away. They blow off the expectations that are put on them, and they go over and above. When you see over and above, you go, I'm dealing with a leader here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with somebody that's humble and hungry.
Yeah.
And when you see humility, because a prideful person says it's about me.
Yeah.
Serve me. So a humble leader says, I'm going to add. And a hungry, oh, the quality of them. I'll do anything to win. I'll do whatever it takes. And again, taking it back to sports, like, give all the flack you want to Russ Wilson, but I still love that story when they were flying to London last year and he was dealing with some injury. And in the aisles, he's doing like exercises so he can get right. He wants to, this is leadership.
Jeez.
He's not saying somebody film.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not saying I hope you guys wake up and see me. He's doing whatever it I just love a get it. I call him a get it done leader.
Yeah.
Going the extra mile.
I think going the extra mile gives you that stamp of approval to be a leader.
Yeah.
You think of stories like Kobe. He missed three pointers. And where do you see him doing overnight? He opens up a high school gym and he goes in and he shoots like 1,000 threes.
Yeah.
Just because he's like, I'm not doing that again. Right. And I got to have that approval to go back to my team and be like, hey, by the way, I know I messed up.
Yeah.
But I went back, I fixed my problem, and, you know, I took care of that. It just gives you that stamp of approval. You're going the extra mile. I see you doing that. You can speak into my life.
Yeah. Right. You got authority.
Yeah.
You know, I love Kobe. I can't get enough Kobe stories. They say Kobe would try and get two workouts in before his daughters woke up.
Wow.
Whoa.
So will you put them to bed, work out, go home, sleep, get up at like 3:30 in the morning, go work out. His goal was to have two workouts in before his daughter. They say Kobe was the master of micro naps. Mm-hmm. He was always taking, like, if he was getting taped up, he'd just take a micro nap.
Stop.
If he was on the trainer table, you know, getting like massage or something, micro nap. Because his commitment was constant. He's obsessed.
Yeah.
It's just hard to find a leader that is successful that works in minimum.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Minimums create mediums.
Yeah. Wow.
So if you want a medium-sized organization, team, impact, influence, work in minimums.
Yeah.
Because minimums create mediums. Mm. But if you want something that's crazy, put in. I love LeBron was wearing that hat a couple years ago. There is no magic pill.
Mm. Wow.
It's just one pill.
Mm.
And you know what the pill is? Work.
Yep.
Yeah.
To quote Rihanna, you knew where it was going.
I do. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Number four, lives at a higher level than their team. And we've talked about this before, but just it's a higher level. It's a higher demand, higher expectation. Kind of goes with that second mile, but just like lives at a higher level. I love when I see a leader. This is about, to me, more of integrity, character, stay ready so I don't have to get ready. It's mm-hmm. just I'm living at this level. I'm living with a sense of constant responsibility. Constant. You cannot expect an 8 to follow a 6.
Mm.
And if you want to attract level 10 leaders, you got to live at a 12, in my opinion.
Yeah, right.
Because you can't take people where you are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't expect people to, leaders under you, to live better than you do.
Right.
So I think, I love when I see a leader, just the demand on their life, the expectations they place. Number five, exudes self-control.
Mm.
I love it when I see a leader that just like, you know, this is like my goal, is to be like sage sensei, right? They just like, you're in control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like, and what am I doing? I'm in control. And just like, you know how like when you get around somebody, you're like, they're the man. And what made you feel like that? They weren't trying to be the man. They didn't tell you that they were the man. They didn't tell you that they were the leader. They didn't tell you the boss. It just exudes out of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, have you ever been around somebody and you're like, who was that?
Right.
This is so LA. Hey, I think that's somebody. Who was that?
Yeah.
They didn't say, I am somebody. They didn't say, I'm a celeb. But you could tell.
Yeah.
Like, who was that? Julia. And she's like, yeah, I think so. I'm like, who is that? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, there's somebody for sure. Yeah, has this happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. All the time.
And because guess what? It falls off of you.
Yeah.
To me, I love when I see a leader and it's just like, dude, they are in control. Law of opposite. Someone that's just all over the place. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, what is the goal? The goal is to always be in control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The goal is to have a great self-discipline. The goal is to have great emotional stability, a great control of my mouth, great control of my body language, great control of I got to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
And so this becomes the constant goal,
mm-hmm.
The constant desire.
Yeah.
That's the mark we're trying to get to. Next one. Number six, works themselves out of a job. In other words, I love when I see a leader replacing themselves.
Yeah.
Wow.
They say that, you know, work yourself out of a job. In other words, be so good at replacing you that people are like, if they left, we'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, who they've replaced themselves with is almost better than them.
I love that idea. Mm.
That is it. It's Moses to Joshua. It's Paul to Timothy. Elijah, it's constantly going like, who's behind me? Who's coming up next? How do I empower? How do I give them platform? How do I increase? How do I help them? That I love it when I see a leader replacing themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
I do not, if you find a doer, that's not a leader.
Exactly. Right.
A doer is not the same as a leader. A leader empowers. And by the way, empowerment starts with me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't start with others. It starts with my belief in them.
Yeah, exactly.
So empowerment starts with me, not with them. And you find people that are good at empowering, there's all these people walking around with confidence, with identity, with decision-making power, authority. I'll never forget this one friend of mine. They had a third party come in and go through the organization. And when they sat down, what did you find out about us? And they said, do you realize that there is not one leader in your organization that is empowered to make a decision besides you?
Wow.
Yikes.
Not about money, not about any. So you're king of 1,000 servants.
Mm.
And you got to be careful about this. Think about that. There are some leaders that like, they want to be king of 1,000 because it means you're still needed.
Yikes. Mm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. There's that ego dependency. What is leader? Let me just ask you, what is it about you that needs to be needed so bad?
Mm.
Maybe that's not about them. Maybe that's about you. A great leader empowers.
Mm. Yeah.
Replaces themselves. You can make that decision.
Yeah.
You guys make this decision. Who do you want to hire? What do you think we should do here? I think you got to empower like your life depended on you. You got to replace yourself like your life depended on you. And that, to me, you become a great leader when you're like, wait, hold on. So you built this, 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 and this, and that's who's running, that's who's running, that's who's right there. My God.
And I think that is a really big perspective change shift for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because we do put so much priority on what skills do you have, what can you do, how can you know, people are worried so much about what they can do individually. And I just love that that's not what real leadership is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, again, to me, the greatest leader to ever live is a man named Jesus.
Yeah.
And he draws 70 people around him. And he goes, guys, all the authority that I have, I give it to you.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What? You gave him all your authority? Nah, man. Come on. You should have done like a quarter.
Yeah.
50% maybe. You gave him all of your authority and sent them? Who sends leaders? You're not a good leader if you're... Oh, yeah, that's right. Because there's a leadership is. It's about sending. It's about taking everything I got. You go do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Captain, save the day. You know, all about me guy. Lone Ranger dude. He's going, you guys follow me. You 70 come with me. Watch what I do, man. Is this not impressive? I got this authority thing. You guys come watch. What?
No one's impressed with you, bro.
Mm-hmm. You weak leader.
Yeah.
Strength. I love when leaders like empowerment, 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 empowerment. That help. So help me God. That's who I want to be.
Yeah.
So maybe you're not doing it today. Let's try tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We love you. Leadership leader.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in the Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.